Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ken Grumbach. Ken is a longtime Brain Thrust member, the author of The Age Curve. Ken, give us your website, please.
It is kgcdirect.com.
All right, so check it out. You can find out all the things he does. Can they find out about where you're speaking and how they can hire you to speak, to provide a keynote? All that's there, right?
Yeah.
And all the books.
All of everything, my life,
yeah,
my blood type, DNA, everything.
Check it out. More, too much information in some places too.
Too much.
Hey Ken, what is the demographic situation? We talked about how really screwy China's demographic situation has gotten, primarily because the government got involved decades ago and messed things up over there, among other things. What's the U.S. looking like?
The U.S. probably couldn't be any better.
Compared to the rest of the world?
Well, listen, let me give you a quick comparison to China. China stops having kids. Not only did China stop having kids, but China is gender-based abortions and gender-based infanticide, and they have literally 40, 50 million extra men. It's the stupidest thing you've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Forget China.
Young
okay,
men.
Not having, now, in the United States, replacement level fertility, we're a little low right now, but it doesn't matter because short term, and I say short term, next 40 or 50 years, we're fine. Because actually, between now and the next 50 years, we're fine because we have Generation Y. Generation Y is 8 years old, 27 years old. It's the hugest, the biggest generation in the history of our nation, and they're just now getting married, starting businesses, going into work. They're going to be sucked into the labor force.
One of the things that concerns me, though, Ken, is it seems to me that Gen Y, because of the economy, because of their student loan debt, because of their job situation, because of other things like gaming and different things like that that's affecting all this, they're getting married later, if at all, and they're not having babies like you and I did.
Given. But they're going to. It doesn't mean they're going to stop.
All right.
What's going to happen, Jim?
But you got to admit, it hasn't happened yet. In past generations, it would have already happened.
Well, one of the problems is they're not in the labor force yet, and they don't have the wrong money yet, and they have.
But how much is student loan debt going to affect demographics?
Huge. It's $1 trillion.
Yeah, it's more than. So my point is, if they owe a house when they graduate from college and don't have a job, they're not going to get married. They're not going to start having babies like they would have otherwise. And that's got to be affecting demographics.
Yeah, it does, but that's very long term. That's 60, 70 years out.
Yeah.
You know, don't worry about that. Right? We're talking. You asked me a question. Let me answer it.
All right.
What are we going to do? we have a wonderful policy for immigration. We are very selective on immigration. We're bringing in people. We're bringing in literally millions of people. Whatever we don't do, Jim. With Generation Y not having kids, we're going to take care of that with immigration. That's what's kept Canada alive.
Right.
We are doing fine with
and we assimilate our immigrants, unlike a lot of European countries.
Yeah, in Europe, the Muslims are going to force out the Westerners. Mm-hmm. In the United States, we don't have enough Muslims to do that. Mm-hmm. We bring in Latinos, and Latinos are spiritual Catholics. They assimilate in 20 years. You don't even know who's who.
But there was an interesting demographic fact that came out last year, or this year, I should say, that in 2012, there were more white deaths than there were births.
Yeah, that could very well be, but it's still a very small number.
Oh, yeah, I'm not making a vague judgment. I'm just saying that's a demographic fact.
Yeah, well, but that's going to change because the huge generation Y is mostly white, and they're going to be having tons of kids. Now that was temporary, and not only that. So what? I will tell you this: we're currently conducting funerals and cremations for about 2 million people a year. Mm-hmm. That's going to go to over 4 million people a year, and it's going to overwhelm the funeral industry.
Over the next, with our generation, mine and your generation,
yeah,
as we start shuffling off this mortal coil.
We start to die in 2015, and we don't look back for 35 years.
Yeah, long time. Yeah, you're right about that. The end of life industry is going to have a boom, aren't they, over the next generation or so?
They are. I got to say, I speak to the funeral industry all the time, and
yeah.
I yell at them, and they know it. I tell them, you have no idea what's going to happen, and they say, oh, we've heard that before. And I'll say, sit down. Let me show you.
Do the numbers.
Data.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Ken, I got to wrap it up. KGCDirect.com, right?
Yes, it is, sir.
Thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Take care. Bye.
Ken Grombach, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.